Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, October the 15th. It's National Bosses Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Diana, sponsored by Kmart's Upper Management, where the pay is so low that other companies are always after them, well, namely the electric company and the gas company. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A fantastic Friday indeed, reporting from the nation's capital, where it's currently 17 degrees, mostly gray. Actually, that's from back home where, I don't know, I guess because the lowly Sens beat up on the blue and white last night.
Boo.
But no rejoicing here, despite the gray skies. Anyway, 17 now, working your way up to the high of 21 degrees, and the rain that has been much anticipated is here, and will stick around for the better part of the weekend. And on National Bosses Day, well, we have a random daily shout-out to good communication at work. And Jay, do you remember the time that Paul had asked me to pick up 6 Sprite for a meeting, and I picked 7 up instead? Not, but he did ultimately forget.
He is a kind and benevolent leader.
At least he got the gin right.
She got it until next Wednesday. Well, National Bosses Day recognizes the hardworking boss overseeing the workplace. Some bosses have bosses themselves, and depending on the size of the organization, they do answer to someone else. So, for example, Paul has a boss, right? Who's your boss anyway?
Yeah. Right now, it's sort of solidifying. It's a bit dynamic at times, but, you know, really keeping a good business running smoothly really does require an outstanding team. And it requires a good sense of balance. And do you remember the time when the boss threatened to fire the employee with the worst posture? I have a hunch it might be me.
Oh, gosh. Hey, there was that time we had to talk to Jay about being on time. It was the third day he'd been late that week. And I asked him, do you know what it means that you're late 3 times this week?
Yeah, and I think he said, yeah, it's Wednesday.
Anyway, I got to thank Paul for teaching me that the best way to criticize your boss
is very quietly so she can't hear you. Isn't that right, Rohini? Oh, you said boss. I thought you said office manager. Sorry.
Oh, God. Good one, boss.
Wow, I can just say, I time for compliments here, because you and Mark are great at multitasking. I must say that as, star employees, you know, they can waste time by being unproductive, procrastinate, and play ping pong all at once.
The challenge will have to wait for another day.
You're ready to go on Monday.
Well, today we are joined by producer and co-host of Canadian Star System podcast, Diana Francis, who's also our 2020 Screenwriter Award winner. Hey, Diana, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. My pleasure.
So cool. This is Diana's diary, so tell us a story.
Well, you were following me on Twitter, my adventures on Twitter, trying to get home from Calgary with my dog. And I don't know if anybody has ever tried to fly with a dog. They usually go in hold. I have a golden retriever. And I have flown with my dog for about, probably 15 or 20 times across the country. And every single time they load the dog in, and then they come upstairs and they find me in my seat and they give me a little chit that says, your dog is loaded on board. And this time I wasn't paying attention and I fell asleep at takeoff, which I have an amazing ability to do. And I woke up midair like Catherine O'Hara in Home Alone when she wakes up and is just like, Kevin! Except for me, it was, Hunter! Because they hadn't given me the chip. And we're in the air, and I realize my dog's not on this plane. And it was quite a hilarious, flight. The flight attendants were amazing. They went to the pilot. They got the pilot to radio back to Calgary to get eyes on the dog, to get him on the next flight. And then the flight attendants, very wisely, they know how to calm down mildly hysterical women who chose not to raise children and have dogs instead, because they just kept me drunk on free red wine. It was amazing. So I drank my stress away and then got to the Toronto airport, had to kill 3 hours waiting for my dog, who ended up being in a crate for 8.5 hours. And then I just calmed him down by feeding him red wine. So everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. And that is Diana's diary.
And the moral of the story is, make sure your dog has its mask on, otherwise it won't get loaded.
Exactly. I mean, he's a bit of an anti-vaxxer golden retriever. He's doing his own research, guys.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, it sounds like he got loaded anyway, though.
Yeah, exactly. One way or another, we all got loaded.
Hey, God bless the great flight attendants at WestJet.
Oh, yeah. You know, shout out to Joe, who kind of held my hand through the whole thing and got me a $15 meal voucher.
Wow.
Right. The story just keeps getting better and better. Awesome. Thanks
for
that.
If it was Air Canada, they would have loaded you on a flight to India while your dog was in South America.
Yeah, exactly. They would have made me buy a round of drinks for the plane.
Absolutely. That's for the inconvenience you caused them.
Yeah, because they had to watch me cry. I caused them emotional damage.
Well, with all the dog lovers on screen, very happy for that happy ending.
Thank you. The ironic part is, I actually had to leave my dog with my boyfriend in Calgary for 2 months so that the dog could lose 5 pounds so that he could fly again, because they started weighing the dogs he was overweight.
So do they put him in a larger storage container and jack up the price by 3 times? Is that the issue?
No, they just go, too heavy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he got denied boarding because he was too heavy the first time.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, thank God they don't do that to us.
It's a pretty extreme weight loss program. That's a Calgary.
Boxers, the human boxers, not dogs, can drop weight like madness just before a weigh-in. So maybe that might be a technique for future reference.
Right. James, I'm not sure how heavy boxers are, but mine aren't that much weight.
Oh gosh, yes, yes. I forgot all about the fabric boxers.
Also taken in the break-in.
So, yeah, that's right. You lost underwear too, sir. I'm not really sure why your underwear was on display, but...
the worst thing is, I was wearing it at the time.
Oh, wow. Hey, let's get to Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Actually, you know, it's not a question of who we're going to feature on Boss's Day, but which of his songs you're going to play.
You know, I did not do Springsteen. I did. I know. That would have been easier. But I was thinking of, what are the things that I like in a boss? And I was thinking, what song kind of embodies that? And I actually thought of the song called You Gotta Be. You remember that song by Desiree? Remember, you gotta be bad. You gotta be.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we feign not knowing that Diana, so that she has to sing a couple of words.
So I really like this song. So listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser, you gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger, you gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. So when I think about, if you are in a position of leadership, and a lot of times, and a lot of the songs are negative, right? I hate my boss kind of thing. And it's well, let's change that narrative, right? Let's look at it as the type of person that you should want to be. And I'm happy to say that I do work for some wonderful people. So on a day like today, when we're celebrating bosses, I would like to say that many of you in this room with me today embody the lyrics of this song.
I don't have a one-liner response, sorry.
Somebody send that song to Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
Ooh, there's a good idea. Yes.
There are other songs for him, though.
Blind to the moon.
He didn't even make it to the moon. Like, that's what really got
fly
me.
Fly me up 10 minutes, ruin the stratosphere, and bring me back down.
You know what I mean? Like, for real, you barely saw the curvature of the Earth, and then you went plunging down for like $1 billion. And then the part that bothered me was like, yes, and everybody that, all of you that order from Amazon, you brought me here. And I said, you see, that is a reason for me to stop ordering from you, to be quiet.
If only we could have kept him there.
Guys, we need to keep buying.
Oh.
We need to go further.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my pick for today. You Gotta Be by Desiree.
Right on. What a great pick. You know what? We should add create a playlist of all these songs. I think that would be a really good idea.
I didn't know if anybody spotted Jeff Bezos' rocket ship behind Ventura's shoulder there on his bookshelf.
That's a great bookshelf, Ventura. That's awesome.
Right there, if you look closely, you can see Shatner just at the top.
Oh, goodness. Well, hey, Ventura, I've got to say, yesterday's dessert app tip, gold. Went simple last night, though. Got some ice cream, but it didn't really hit the spot. So I'm having a bit of Breyer's remorse today. Anyway, it is time for Ventures with Ventura. What's up for this weekend?
A kind of gray weekend. So I'm just suggesting staying inside and watching sports. But I want to highlight this day in history. October 15, 1989, Bradford, Ontario hockey great Wayne Gretzky, playing for the Los Angeles Kings, scored 2 goals and obtained 1 assist. And guess what, guys? What did he do on this day? He broke a record. He broke the record of Gordie Howe, right? He scored 1,851 points. And at the end of his career, he ended up with 2,857 points. So, even though Mark is a bit down because of what happened last night, I'm suggesting this weekend we watch some sports. The Leafs, they're playing again tomorrow, guys. Go watch that. I'm a big soccer fan, so I'll be watching the EPL for sure, for sure, for sure. And if you're into the NFL, ton loads of games this weekend to just sit in your couch and enjoy. So, go have some fun with some sports this weekend. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
That's pretty cool. Oh, bless you for a hockey reference. That's so cool.
Sounds like you're going to be bossing the TV all weekend.
Oh, yes.
So your children know that you're going to be bossing it like that.
Okay, it is Friday. That means it is time for Friday's Joke of the Week.
Do we have a guest joke reader today or no?
We do. Our very own Diana Francis.
All right. Here is Friday's joke of the week. So a CEO who was replaced for poor performance decided to help the new CEO who was coming in, and he said, "I left you with 4 envelopes. So when you're faced with a crisis you can't handle, open the first envelope. Forced with an additional crisis after that, open the second, the third, the fourth envelope." Make sense? So when the new CEO encountered his first crisis, he opened the first envelope, and inside it said, "Blame the previous CEO." Perfect charm. Months later, second crisis is huge. It's out of control. He doesn't know what to do. So he opens the second envelope, and the note says, "Blame the economy." Totally worked. Solved the problem. Not quite as well, though, but it's pretty good. A few weeks later, third crisis, and he had no opportunity to do anything else, so he opens up the third envelope, and it says, "Blame the workers." That didn't work at all. So he opens the fourth envelope, and it said, "Prepare 4 envelopes."
Well, that monologue would work in Peel if you just change months to weeks to days.
Oh, remember, we're all still, well, except for Dana, currently employed by the board.
Did I mention our board? I just said the general region.
Blame it on me. I'll take the bullets.
Envelope number 5. and we'll be fine. And we are happy to forward $3 to next week's Skillet Restaurant Prize, because we got Ventura to laugh out loud again. Very well done.
Yeah, before we close today, it's always a boss's prerogative to have the last word. Is that not true?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, no, I just wanted to share, you know, I'm sort of on the tail end of the career there. And, you know, when I was that young, you know, exciting, looking forward to the future type boss when I first got in the role, a bit green around, the edges, you know, you assign an employee to a particular task and you could tell it wasn't going well. And as they say, the proverbial is a dead horse. And they just say, look, the honesty kicked in. Get off the horse, move on. You know, don't keep going down the track with this baby. Now that I've had years of experience, I think I'm almost ready to move into a consulting role. I thought I'd share the gems of wisdom of what a real boss should do in those situations. Okay, and I just jotted a couple of key points down. The very first thing would be to purchase an expensive high-tech whip. Secondly, assign a different rider. Thirdly, tell the horse it could be fired. Fourthly, I'd organize a horse study committee. Then, if that didn't work, I would change the dead horse's classification to living impaired. The next one out of my tool bag would be hiring consultants to study how to ride a dead horse. And when that did not work, I would create a team of dead horses to harness together for increased efficiency. The other thing you could do is giving the dead horse to a nonprofit so its costs are fully deductible. Another good tip for those new managers out there, initiate a study to find out if productivity is enhanced by lighter riders. Because, you know, that heaviness could just... The other thing is, you could just adjust the overhead cost of the dead horse to zero for accounting purposes. And the best solution of all, promote the dead horse to management.
And there you have the Ontario government.
And if I was going to encapsulate it in a statement, it's not about whether or not, you know, you're going to gallop down to the proverbial finish line. So it's not the end result. It's the fact that you're seen to be doing something. It doesn't matter if it works, as long as you're doing something. And there's your consulting for today.
All right, get busy, everybody. Look busy. All right, well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. And special thanks to Diana for joining us today. Remember, if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends. If you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them decide for themselves. Have a great Friday and a great weekend, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Diana, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday. We'll be right back.